This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in Al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. We continue bi-idhnillahi ta'ala our explanation of bidayatul abid wa kifayatul zahid walhamdulillah. Commencement of the worshipper and sufficiency of the ascetic by Abdul Rahman ibn Abdullah al-Ba'li rahimahullah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, in our previous majlis, we concluded matters pertaining to the individuals who are given concessions. Who were they? They were number one, the one who is ill. Number two, the traveler. Number three, the one who is in a state of fear. And the one they praise Salatul Khawf, insha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, we now move on to Salatul Jumu'ah, Salatul Eid and Salatul Istisqa, insha'Allah. These three prayers, common denominator between them is that they are prayed in jama'ah. We pray Salatul Jumu'ah, Salatul Eid, etc. We pray them in jama'ah, insha'Allah. And so the author states, Faslun, chapter, تَجِبُ الْجُمُعَةُ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ مُكَلَّفٍ ذَكَرٍ حُرٍّ مُسْتَوْطَنٍ بِبِنَاءٍ وَلَوْ مِنْ قَصَبٍ. Jumu'ah is an obligation upon the following. Who? So Jumu'ah is not an obligation upon all Muslims. No, no, no. You need to satisfy certain conditions, only then will it be an obligation upon you. Number one, every free resident. So we are not talking about the one who is a slave. We are not talking about the one who is a musafir. We are talking about the one who is a permanent resident. This individual, Salatul Jumu'ah, is an obligation upon him. Then he states, ذَكَرٍ حُرٍ مُسْتَوْطَنٍ. So we covered, you must be mukallaf, must be baligh, you must be mature, you are male, you are free, you are a permanent resident. That means you are not leaving this area in winter or in summer, etc. This is where your family is, you are a permanent resident here. So you're not a musafir, nor are you a Muqeem. Muqeem is the individual who was a musafir, but now he has decided to stay, for example, a month, 2 months, 10 months, 5 years. We discussed this. If you intend to remain in a place more than 4 days, then you move from being a musafir to a muqeem. But you are not yet a mustawtin. Mustawtin is the permanent resident. For Jumu'ah, it's an obligation upon the permanent resident. Bibina'in walo min qasabin. In the area where the dwellings are, in the area where their buildings are, permanent residency is found, even if those dwellings are made out of cane. وَعَلَى مُسَافِرٍ لَا يُبَاحُ لَهُ. And it's also an obligation upon the musafir. لَا يُبَاحُ لَهُ. Who it is not permissible for him. It's not permissible for him to make قصر الصلاة. It's not permissible for him to shorten his prayer. Who is the traveler who is not allowed to shorten his prayer? Well, the traveler who is intended to stay in a place for more than 4 days. So this individual is not yet on the level of a permanent resident, but he is in between the level of a traveler and the level of a permanent resident. This individual here, we will call him a muqeem. وَعَلَى مُسَافِرٍ لَا يُبَاحُ لَهُ وَعَلَى مُقِيمٍ خَارِجَ الْبَلَدِ إِذَا كَانَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ مُوْضِعِهَا مِنَ الْمِنَارَةِ نَصًّا فَرْسَخٍ فَأَقَلْ. It's also an obligation upon this traveler who has decided to stay in a place for a month, 2 months, etc. So he has to attend the Salatul Jumu'ah. It's an obligation upon him. This muqeem must attend the Salatul Jumu'ah. جيد. There's a difference between how many people are required for the establishment of the Jumu'ah Salah and the conditions required upon the people for the establishment of Jumu'ah Salah. That's one matter. Coming up later. And there's the discussion which we now talking about. Jumu'ah is an obligation upon whom? So Jumu'ah is an obligation upon these individuals. And the one who might live outside the city dwellings, but between him and the minara of the masjid is a farsakh. Farsakh is about 5 kilometers. And so between him and the minara of the masjid is 5 farsakh. And so he needs to attend that Salatul Jumu'ah in that masjid. إِذَا كَيْنَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ مُوضِعِهَا مِنَ الْمِنَارَةِ نَصًّا فَرْسَخْ فَأَقَلْ. This is Nassan meaning, you know, this Imam Ahmed rahimahullah has clearly stated this matter. وَلَا تَجِبُ عَلَى مَنْ يُبَاحُ لَهُ الْقَصْرِ. And it's not an obligation upon the one who is allowed to shorten his prayer. Meaning, the one who is currently making qasr salah. The one who is currently making qasr salah, the proper musafir, he does not have to attend salatul jumu'ah. وَلَا عَبْدٍ وَلَا مُبَعَّضٍ وَلَا إِمْرَأَةٍ وَلَا خُنْثَى. Nor the woman, nor the hermaphrodite, nor the one who is half slave, half free, nor the slave. Salatul jumu'ah, not an obligation upon the musafir and all these people here. But وَمَنْ حَضَرَهَا أَجْزَأَتْهُ. But if any of these people do attend, you didn't have to come for Jumu'ah, my sister. But now that you are here, your Jumu'ah is valid, insha'Allah. You don't need to pray Salatul Zuhur. Originally, Zuhur was the obligation upon you. But because you attended the Jumu'ah, it's valid from you, alhamdulillah. And there's no Zuhur required. وَلَمْ تَنْعَقِدْ بِهِ. And وَلَمْ تَنْعَقِدْ بِهِ, meaning, if we only had 100 women, can they pray Jumu'ah? No. If we only had 1,000 slaves, can they pray Jumu'ah according to the madhab? The answer is not. But if they do attend as an add-on, if they do attend as a supplementary individual, then it would be accepted valid from them, insha'Allah. فَلَا يُحْسَبُ هُوَ وَلَا مَنْ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبَلَدِ مِنَ الْأَرْبَعِينَ وَلَا تَصِحُ إِمَامَتُهُمْ فِيهَا. But any of these individuals, the slave, the musafir, etc., they are not counted from that 40 minimum men who are permanent residents. They're not counted from these people here. They are not counted from those people, nor can they even lead. So the slave being the imam won't work. The musafir being the imam, this won't work. Jayid. So it has to be, you know, the permanent resident who's free, etc., they will be the ones who would lead the prayer. وَلَا تَصِحُ إِمَامَتُهُمْ فِيهَا. And them being the imam will not be valid. جَيِّد. So the musafir cannot be the imam for Salatul Jumu'ah. وَشُرِطَ لِصِحَّتِهَا أَرْبَعَ شُرُوط. And there are 4 prerequisites for its validity. Number one, لَيْسَ مِنْهَا إِذْنُ الْإِمَامِ. And the permission of the imam, the khalifa, the ruler, this is not one of the conditions. Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he led the Salatul Jumu'ah while Uthman radiallahu ta'ala was under siege. And so permission of the imam, this is not a requirement. As for the prerequisites, they are number one, al-waqt, the time must have entered. And the time for Salatul Jumu'ah, according to the madhab, is that after sunrise, once the sun is above the horizon by a spear's length, 15-20 minutes, that's the first time that you could pray Salatul Jumu'ah, and it ends when Zuhr time ends. So according to the madhab, you can pray Jumu'ah Salah before Zawal, 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, you can pray Salatul Jumu'ah, but it's better after Zawal. This is from the Mufradat of the madhab. The other schools of interpretation, jurisprudence, do not accept this matter. They say no, that Salatul Jumu'ah works in the time similar to Salatul Zuhr and nothing but that. The author states, وَهُوَ مِنْ أَوَّلْ وَقْتِ الْعِيدِ إِلَىٰ آخِرْ وَقْتَ الظُّهُرِ وَتَلْزَمُ بِزَوَالِ وَبَعْدَهُ أَفْضَلْ. It becomes an obligation after Zawal, and after Zawal it is better than praying before Zawal. Number two, إِسْتِطَانَ 40 وَلَوْ بِالْإِمَامِ. That we require 40 local permanent residents with the imam. So 39 plus 1, we require these individuals for the establishment of Salatul Jumu'ah. So we're not talking about muqims. We're not talking about travelers. We must have mustawtineen. We must have permanent residents. So we need 40 of them. Yes, there's a riwayah that you only require 3. But as we discussed previously, as we mentioned previously, this is a primary text, and we are explaining it according to the official position of the madhab. In almost every mas'ala, Imam Ahmed has other riwayat. We find Ibn Taymiyyah going with other opinions, etc. We are not here to discuss that right now. الثالث, the third prerequisite, حضورهم, that they must all be present. ولو كان فيهم خرس أو سم لا كلهم فإن نقصوا قبل إتمامها استأنفوا ظهرا. And the attendance of these 40 people, they must be there for the full duration. They must not just be there for the time when we begin the khutbah and then 20 of them leave. No, no, no. They must all be present for everything. And the attendance, even if amongst them there's a mute, there's the deaf, but at least not all of them should be like that. If they decrease in number before the completion, then we should pray Zuhr Salah and not Jumu'ah, because the prerequisite has not been met. Number four, تقدم خطبتين بدل ركعتين من شرطهما خمسة أشياء. And then required, it's required to have two khutbas before the Salatul Jumu'ah. And there are five conditions with regards to these two khutbas. These two khutbas. Number one, الوقت والنية ووقوعهما حضرا وحضور الأربعين وأن يكون ممن تصح إمامته فيها. That's five conditions with regards to this khutbah, that the khutbah must be done within the proper time. You should have intention for the khutbah, and the one delivering the khutbah should be one of those permanent residents. The people who are there, we need to have 40 of those permanent residents, and it should be delivered by somebody whose imamship is valid. So not a kid, not a woman, not a musafir. Then the actual khutbah, the pillars of the actual khutbah are six. You need to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salawat upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qira'a of an ayah from the noble Quran. Even if this individual does not know Arabic, the other matters, if you don't know Arabic, you can do it in your language. But the verse of the Quran must be done in Arabic. وَالْوَصِيَّةُ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ, and advising, admonishing the people to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number four. وَمُوَالَاتُهُمَا مَعَ الصَّلَاةِ. After the two khutbas, we have the salah directly after that. No alien break, long alien break. وَالْجَهْرُ بِحَيْثْ يُسْمِعُ الْعَدَدَ الْمُعْتَبَرُ حَيْثُ الْأَمَانِعِ. And you should raise your voice in a manner that these 40 minimum people, they can hear your khutbah. Otherwise, what's the point? So these are the six pillars of any khutbah. These need to be found in the first khutbah and in the second khutbah, insha'Allah. وَيُبْطِلُهَا كَلَامٌ مُحَرَّمٌ. And what nullifies the khutbah? Kalam, speech which is haram. You know, you're involving yourself in ghibah and namima and backbiting people and saying that which is haram. وَلَوْ يَسِيرًا, even if it's a little bit. وَهِيَ بِغَيْرِ الْعَرَبِيَّ كَقِرَاءَ. فَلَا تَصِحُ إِلَّا مَعَ الْعَجْزِ غَيْرَ الْقِرَاءَ. And using a language other than the Arabic language would be okay if you are unable to deliver in Arabic. And if you do so, you need to ensure that the verse of the Quran is still in Arabic. We found that in many Western countries, what the khatib does is that he ensures that these pillars of the khutbah are mentioned in the Arabic language. So, praising Allah, hamd, salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking and admonishing people to have taqwa, reading a verse of the noble Quran. So he does these in Arabic, and the rest of his khutbah, you know, he might deliver in English. No problem at all. Here you've done the best of both worlds. You have satisfied the minimum conditions of an Arabic khutbah. Walhamdulillah. وَتُسَنُّ عَلَى مِنْبَرْ, and it is recommended to deliver this khutbah on a minbar, or mawdi'in 'alin, or some high place, so people can see, people can benefit, your voice can reach. وَأَنْ يَخْطُبَ قَائِمًا, deliver the khutbah while standing. It's recommended, not an obligation. So it's sunnah to deliver the khutbah while you are standing, insha'Allah. قَائِمًا مُعْتَمِدًا عَلَى سَيْفٍ أَوْ عَصَى, that you lean on a sword or on a stick. وَقَصْرُهُمَا, and to deliver the two khutbas, you know, to shorten them. وَالثَّانِيَةُ أَقْصَر, and your second khutbah should be shorter than the first. وَرَفْعُ الصَّوْت, raising your voice, بِهِمَا حَسْبَ الطَّاقَ, according to your ability. وَالدُّعَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ, dua for the Muslimin, recommended. وَيُبَاحُ لِمُعَيِّن, and it's also permissible to make dua for a specific individual, كَالسُّلْطَان, like the ruler. وَلَا بَأْسَ أَنْ يَخْطُبَ مِنْ صَحِيفَةٍ, and it's no issue, no problem to deliver your khutbah while you are reading from a page. وَيَحْرُمُ الْكَلَامُ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْطُبْ, haram to speak to people while the imam is delivering the khutbah. وَهُوَ مِنْهُ بِحَيْثْ يَسْمَعُهُ, and this is obviously only if you are able to hear the khutbah. But if you are so far from the khatib and you cannot hear anything, then we don't say to you, well, nonetheless, just be quiet and sit and just, you know, do nothing. You can talk to anyone if you want to, inshallah, because there's no khutbah for you to really listen to. You cannot hear him at all. وَيُبَاحُ إِذَا سَكَتَ بَيْنَهُمَا, between the two khutbahs you can talk. أَوْ شَرَعَ فِي الدُّعَى, أَوْ شَرَعَ فِي دُعَاءٍ, or when he begins making dua, if you need to talk to somebody, you can, inshallah. Why? Because he's no longer busy with the integrals of the khutbah. This dua, etc., these are from the recommendations. So if you had to talk to somebody, no issue, inshallah. Walhamdulillah. Faslun. Now he moves on to the actual Jumu'ah prayer and the location for this Jumu'ah prayer. وَالْجُمُعَةُ رَكْعَتَانِ, it's two rak'as. وَحَرُمَ إِقَامَتُهَا وَعِيدٍ فِي أَكْثَرِ مِنْ مَوْضِعٍ مِنَ الْبَلَدِ, and it's not permissible to establish the Jumu'ah Salah and the Eid Salah in more than one place in the city. إِلَّا لِحَاجَةٍ, except if there's need. There's a masjid here, and then 500 meters down the road there's another masjid. 200 meters down the road, there's another masjid. 150 meters, there's another masjid. And across the road from that, there's another masjid. No, this is a problem. This is an issue. This is dividing the Muslims. This is not uniting the Muslims. This is not a sign of khair. Allahu musta'an. This is a sign of shar. And so, we shouldn't be establishing many Jumu'ah Salah everywhere unless there's a need. There's so many people, so we require, or the distance is great, so we require. كَضِيقٍ وَبُعْدٍ وَخَوْ فِتْنَةٍ وَنَحْوِهِ, or for example, there's fear of fitna. You know, these people are on one methodology, these people are on another methodology. When we get them together, there's issues and there's problems. فَإِنْ عُدِمَتْ الْحَاجَ فَالصَّحِيحَ مَا بَاشَرَهُ الْإِمَامُ أَوْ أَذِنَ فِيهَا. So, if there's no need for so many masajid, if there's no need for so many Jumu'ahs, then technically only the Jumu'ah where the Imam attended, or the Imam's deputy attended, or the one where the Imam of the Muslimin gave permission for the Jumu'ah to be established, only that one, that main masjid, only their Jumu'ah is valid, and the other ones are not valid. فَإِنِ اسْتَوَيَا, but if the two Jumu'ahs, if they are equal, if they're equal in the permission or in the lack of permission thereof, none of them have permission or both of them have permission, the first to make the Allahu Akbar for the Salah, their one Salatul Jumu'ah will be valid and the other one will not be valid. So we go with the first of the two. That one there, theirs is valid, and the second one should have been praying Salatul Dhuhr. وَإِنْ جُهِلَ كَيْفَ وَقَعَتَا صَلُّوا ظُهْرًا, and if we are unsure which one started first, we're not sure, this masjid, are we first, or that masjid, which one's first, etc., then they should be praying Salatul Dhuhr. If we're unable to know which one's first, then they should be praying Salatul Dhuhr. Here, subhanAllah, Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah, the most important message is that we should only be establishing Jumu'ah in a new place if there's need. If there's need, if there's no need, the more Muslims getting together, that is better, inshallah. More Muslims getting together and praying 5,000 is better than 1,000 here, 1,000 here, 1,000 there, etc. وَسُنَّ قِرَاءَةُ سُورَةُ الْكَهْفِ, recommended to recite Suratul Kahf fi yomiha, on the day of Friday. Some of the scholars state that from Thursday evening, in fact. Others said no, according to our author, from the Fajr time of the actual day. وَكَثْرَةُ دُعَاءٍ, make a lot of dua, salawat upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ دَخَلَ وَالْإِمَامْ يَخْطُبْ, whoever enters and the imam is delivering the khutbah, this individual should not sit down, rather you should pray two rakahs of تحية المسجد, and then you should sit down, insha'Allah, walhamdulillah. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, that covers Salatul Jumu'ah. We now move on to Salatul Eidain, insha'Allah, and then the last one will be Salatul Kusuf and Istisqa, insha'Allah. Salatul Kusuf, when there is an eclipse, and Salatul Istisqa, when we require rain, when we make dua for rain, insha'Allah. Salatul Eidain, Fard Kifaya. It's a communal obligation. So it's not like Jumu'ah. It's an obligation upon the individual personally. This one here is Fard Kifaya. Some do it. Alhamdulillah, it suffices for the rest. وَوَقْتُهَا كَصَلَاتِ الضُّحَى. Its time is similar to Salatul Duha. That's after the time of sunrise. And it ends around the time of Zawal, insha'Allah. وَشُرُوتُهَا كَالْجُمُعَةِ مَا عَدَى الْخُطْبَتَيْنِ. Its conditions are just like Jumu'ah, except that the matter of the two khutbas. That the two khutbas of Eid, we do it, but they are sunnah. And they are not like pillars, they are not like integrals when it comes to Jumu'ah. فَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْلَمْ بِالْعِيدِ إِلَّا بَعْدَ الزَّوَالِ صَلُّوا مِنَ الْغَدِ قَضَاءً. And if we only got the news that, you know what, technically, today was Eid, somebody had sighted the moon, etc., but we got the news late. And so, if we only got the news late after Zawal, so the time of Eid is over. So what we will do is, the next day, we will pray it as Qadha at its normal time. So the following day, if for example, technically Eid was supposed to be on Monday, and we only got the news after Dhuhr Salah, so we say that, well, Salatul Eid time has passed, we will make it up tomorrow, Qadha, we will pray in Jama'ah, and we will pray at, let's say, 7 a.m. inshallah. وَتُسَنُّ بِصَحْرَاءِ قَرِيبَةٍ عُرْفًا. And it is recommended to pray it at a musalla, not in the masjid. وَالسُنَّةَ تَبْكِيرِ مَأْمُومٍ بَعْدَ صَلَاتِ الصُّبْحِ عَلَىٰ أَحْسَنِ هَيْئَةٍ. Recommended to go early for Salatul Eid. After your Salatul Fajr, go early for Salatul Eid, inshallah. Wearing your best clothes, best to go walking. وَتَأَخُّرْ إِمَامْ إِلَىٰ وَقْتِ الصَّلَاةِ. And the imam should come at the time of salah. So the imam doesn't come early and sit there. No, the imam comes just at the time of salah. وَتَوْسِعَةُ عَلَىٰ الْأَهْلِ. And, you know, to spend on your family and to give them ease on this day, to give sadaqah, so other families do not have to beg on this day. وَرُجُوعُهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ طَرِيقٍ طَرِيقِ غُدُوِّهِ. And to use a different route other than the route that you used to go. So use one route to go to the musalla and another route to go home, insha'Allah. Change your routes. Recommended. وَيُصَلِّيهَا رَكَعَتَيْن قَبْلَ الْخُطْبَةِ وَيُكَبِّرْ فِي الْأُولَى بَعْدَ الْإِسْتِفْتَاحِ وَقَبْلَ التَّعُوذِ سِتًا. And you pray the two rak'as before the khutbah. So the two khutbas happen before وَيُصَلِّيهَا رَكَعَتَيْن, and you pray two rak'as of Salatul Eid before the khutbah. So two rak'as of Salatul Eid, and after that you have the two khutbas, insha'Allah. And in the khutbah, or rather in the salah, you make takbir six times. وَيُكَبِّرْ فِي الْأُولَى بَعْدَ الْإِسْتِفْتَاحِ وَقَبْلَ التَّعُوذِ سِتًا. Your first Allahu Akbar for beginning the salah. That one we have to do. Then after that, takbir is made in the first after the opening supplication. So Allahu Akbar, we begin our salah, and then Subhanakallahumma bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. After that, before saying A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, we make seven takbirs. We make six takbirs. And in our second rak'ah, before we start reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, we make five takbirs. In the first rak'ah, we make six takbirs, and in the second rak'ah, five takbirs, insha'Allah. يَرْفَعُ يَدَيْهِ مَعَ كُلِّ تَكْبِيرَةٍ وَيَقُولُ. Lifting your hand with every takbir, and you say between the takbirs. You say between the takbirs, Allahu Akbar Kabira, وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ كَثِيرًا, وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ النَّبِيِّ وَآلِهِ وَسَلِّمْ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا. Allah is the ever greatest. Much praise belongs to Allah. Glory to Him morning and evening. May the prayer of Allah and plentiful peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. وَإِنْ أَحَبَّ قَالَتْ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. And if you want to mention something else, that's also fine. What we just mentioned has been reported from some of the Sahaba. Walhamdulillah, that's between the takbirs, between the extra takbirs. وَلَا يَأْتِي بِذِكْرِ بَعْدَ التَّكْبِيرَةِ الْآخِرَةِ فِيهِمَا ثُمَّ يَقْرَأَ الْفَاتِحَةِ. And this is between the takbirs and not after the last one. Then you recite Surah Al-Fatiha in the first rak'ah, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Second rak'ah, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ فَإِذَا سَلَّمَ خَطَبَ خُطْبَتَيْنِ. After salam, two khutbas. وَأَحْكَامُهُمَا كَخُطْبَتَيْ الْجُمُعَةِ حَتَّى فِي تَحْرِيمِ الْكَلَامِ حَالْ الْخُطْبَةِ. And the rules of the khutbah are similar to the rules of the khutbah of Jumu'ah. And even though the khutbatayn of Salatul Eid, even though they are recommended, but if you sat for it, then you cannot be talking to people, etc., etc. You didn't have to sit, but now that you've sat, you need to observe the normal etiquettes. وَسُنَّ أَن يُسْتَفْ أَن يَسْتَفْتِيَنْ أَن يَسْتَفْتِيحَ الْأُولَى بِتِسْعِ تَكْبِيرَاتْ نَسَقًا وَالثَّانِيَةَ بِسَبْعٍ قَائِمًا. And it is recommended to start your khutbah with 9 takbirs. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. 9 takbirs, the beginning of your first khutbah. And 7 takbirs, the beginning of your second khutbah. You delivering your khutbah while you are standing. You encourage the people في الفطر على الصدقة, to give sadaqah, to give charity, and you also make known to them whatever they are supposed to pay zakat al-fitr with regards to slaughtering udhiyah, etc. ويرغبهم في الأضحى, and he will encourage them to slaughter the udhiyah, etc. ويبين لهم حكمها, the rulings related to it, والتكبيرات الزوائد وذكر بينهما والخطبتان سنة. And the extra takbirs and the dhikr and all of these are all recommendations. وَكُرِهَ تَنَفُّلٌ وَقَضَاءٌ فَائِتَةٌ قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ. And it's dislike to perform nafil salawat or to make up your qada in its location, in the musalla of this Eid salah. You shouldn't be making any of these other sunnah prayers, etc. No tahiyatul masjid, etc. Before the prayer or after it, before departing. So there's nothing to be prayed before the Eid salah, there's nothing to be prayed after the Eid salah. وَالسُنَّ لِمَنْ فَاتَتْهُ قَضَاءُهَا فِي يَوْمِهَا عَلَى صِفَتِهَا. If you miss the salatul Eid, then you make it up, and you do it just like it was supposed to be done, insha'Allah. On the same day, on the day of Eid, you make it up as qada, insha'Allah. Walhamdulillah. Faslun. Wasunnat takbir mutlaq. Now the author discusses the restricted takbir and the unrestricted takbir. Remember the days of Hajj, etc., the days of Dhul Hijjah, we make a lot of takbirs. Abdullah ibn Umar, Abu Huraira used to go to the marketplace and they used to make the takbir aloud, and people used to also do so. So this is what the author is discussing. وَسُنَّ التَّكْبِيرُ الْمُطْلَقُ, the unrestricted takbir, وَإِظْهَارُهُ وَجَهْرُ غَيْرُ أُنْثَى, and to raise your voice with it except the female, فِي لَيْلَتَيْ الْعِيدَيْنِ, on the nights of the two Eids. Nights of the two Eids, all the time you should be engaging yourself in takbir. وَفِي الْخُرُوجِ إِلَيْهَا, and heading out to the musalla, you should be saying this takbir. إِلَى فَرَغْ الْخُطْبَةِ فِيهَا, until the khutbah starts, etc. You should be saying all of these takbirs. وَفِطْرٌ أَكَدْ, and عِيدُ الْفِطْرِ, it's more important to mention this takbir. وَفِي كُلِّ عَشْرِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ, the entire 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, do the same. والتكبير المقيد, now the restricted takbir, the one you do after your fard salawat. والتكبير المقيد عقب كل فريضة في جماعة, it's only after a fard prayer, and only if you prayed the fard prayer in jama'ah. You prayed on your own, no, there's no takbir, but you prayed in jama'ah, you mention this takbir directly after your salam. من صلاة فجر يوم عرفة إلى عصر آخر أيام التشريك, from the fajr on the day of Arafah until the Asr of the last day of Tashriq, after every Salah, you make this takbir directly after your salam, alhamdulillah, and you say it aloud. You say it aloud. Illa li muhrim, except for the one who is on Hajj. This individual does it after Salatul Dhuhr on the day of slaughter, after Salatul Dhuhr on the 10th, and until the last days of Tashriq. Wa yukabbir al imam mustaqbil al qibla, mustaqbil al nas, and the imam, he turns around, faces the congregation, and makes this takbir, insha'Allah. Wa la yusan aqib al salat eid fi wasifatihi shaf'an. It's not recommended to say this takbir after your Eid Salah. No, after the Fard Salawat. After the Fard Salawat in Jama'ah. And the manner of this takbir is what? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Wa la ba's biqawli ghayrihi, biqawlihi lighayrihi. And there's no issue if you say another version. Also, there's no issue if you say, for example, on the day of Eid, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa mink, may Allah accept from us and from you. Wa la بالتعريف, and there's no problem with ta'arif, عشية ليلة عرفة بالأمصار. There's no problem with making ta'arif. Ta'arif is on the day of Arafah. So you are in South Africa, you are in London, you are not at Arafat. It's recommended after Salatul Asr until Salatul Maghrib, you sit in the masjid and you make a lot of dua and you make a dhikr and you read the Noble Quran. This here is called ta'arif, like you are imitating those who are in Arafat, insha'Allah. Then the author moves on to the other two prayers, Salatul Kusuf and Salatul Istisqa, short matters, insha'Allah. Number one, he states, Salatul Kusuf, the eclipse prayer. It's recommended and without a sermon, so there's no khutbah involved here. Salatul Kusuf sunnatun min ghayri khutbatin wa waqtuha min ibtida'ihi ila at-tajalli. This khutbah, Salatul Kusuf, you start it when the eclipse starts and until it is over. When the eclipse is over, then you end off your prayer, insha'Allah. Similarly, you do not require any permission from the imam or the ruler. وَوَقْتُهَا وَلَا تُقْضَى إِنْ فَاتَتْ. There's no qadha if you miss it. وَهِيَ رَكْعَةً كُلُّ رَكْعَةً بِقِيَامَيْنْ. Two rak'ahs, and each rak'ah has like two standings and two bowings. وَالسُنَّةَ تَطْوِيلْ سُورَةً وَتَسْبِيحٌ. Recommended that you read a lot in this salah, and also your ruku, your sujood are prolonged. وَكَوْنْ أُولَى كُلِّنْ أَطْوَلْ. And the first rak'ah should be longer. وَتَصِحُ كَالنَّافِلَةِ وَتَصِحُ كَالنَّافِلَةِ. It is recommended to recite a long chapter and prolong the tasbih, as is the first being longer than the second. It is valid if similar to a voluntary prayer. It's valid if it is similar to a voluntary prayer. What does that mean? That could mean that this Salatul Kusuf, you could also just pray it as a normal two rak'ah prayer. Either he means that, or he means in length it is valid if it is very long. Like any nafil prayer, you can prolong, insha'Allah. وَلَا يُصَلَّى لِآيَةٍ غَيْرِهِ كَالْظُلْمَةٍ نَحَارًا وَضِيَاءٍ لَيْلًا وَرِيحٍ شَدِيدَةٍ وَسَوَائِقٍ إِلَّا زَلْزَلَةٍ دَائِمَةٍ. And it is not performed for any other natural sign, like darkness during the day, light during the night, strong winds or thunder, with the exception of continuous earthquakes. So we pray the Salatul Kusuf if there's a lunar or a solar eclipse. That's when we pray it. And also if there's like continuous earthquakes. Continuous earthquakes and there's tremors all the time, then we pray it, insha'Allah. But as for suddenly when dark, there's extremely heavy rains, for those type of signs, we don't pray Salatul Kusuf. Lastly, the author goes through, وَتُسَنُّ صَلَاتُ الْإِسْتِسْقَى. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down rain upon us. Here also, we do not require the permission of the imam. إِذَا أَجْدَبَتِ الْأَرْضِ. If the earth becomes very dry and the rain is withheld. وَقَحَطَ الْمَطَرِ وَصِفَتُهَا وَأَحْكَامُهَا كَصَلَاتِ الْعِيدِ. It's similar to Salatul Eid in respects to its ahkam. وَهِيَ وَالَّتِي قَبْلَهَا جَمَاعَةً أَفْضَلِ. It's best to pray in jama'ah, just like Salatul Eid, best to pray it in a jama'ah, insha'Allah. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ الْإِمَامَ الْخُرُوجِ وَعَظَ النَّاسِ وَأَمَرَهُمْ بِالتَّوْبَةِ وَالْخُرُوجِ al-khuruj min al-mazalim. And the imam, he goes out for the salatul istisqa. He warns the people, admonishes the people, orders them to make tawbah and to stop all oppression, wa tarak at-tashahun, and to stop issues and problems and enmity and strife between themselves. We know the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam forgot the actual time and date, etc., and hour of Laylatul Qadr, because two Muslims were arguing and fighting. So what do you think about all these other matters? And so the khayrat is held back because of these issues. It stops coming from the heavens because of these issues. Allahu musta'an. He orders them to give sadaqah and to fast. وَلَا يَلْزَمَان بِأَمْرِهِ وَلَا يَلْزَمَان بِأَمْرِهِ. And all of which is not binding by his order, that these things that, you know, he encourages them to do these matters. He encourages them to give charity and to do all of these matters. وَيَعِدُهُمْ يَوْمًا يَخْرُجُونَ فِيهِ. And a day is chosen, assigns for them a day, and they all go out in a humble fashion. Humble fashion. We want Allah to send down rain. وَيَخْرُجُ مُتَوَاضِعًا مُتَخَشِّعًا مُتَذَلِّلًا مُتَضَرِّعًا مُتَنَطِّفًا لَا مُتَطَيِّبًا. And then they go out in a humble form, submissive form, subservient form, obedient form, clean, but not perfumed, so they don't put on perfume, etc. on themselves. They want to show their poverty before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَعَهُ أَهْلُ الدِّينِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَالشُّيُوخِ. And the religious people, the righteous people, those who are baligh, the shuyukh, those who are old, also go out. The author states, وَسُنَّ خُرُوج صَبِيٍ مُمَيِّز وَيُبَاح خُرُوج الْأَطْفَالِ. And the young kids, those who are mumayyiz, age of discernment, even atfal, even infants should go out. Wabahaim, take your animals, take your cow and your sheep and your goat, etc., and go out to the musalla where you are going to pray the salatul istisqa, to show your poverty before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reliance and dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيُصَلِّي ثُمَّ يَخْطُبُ خُطْبَةً وَاحِدَةً يَفْتَتِحُهَا بِالتَّكْبِيرِ كَخُطْبَةِ عِيدٍ. And he delivers, he prays the salah, and then he delivers one khutbah, just like in similar to the rules related to the khutbah of Eid. But here it's just one khutbah. وَيُكْثِرُ فِيهَا الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. Make a lot of istighfar and verses of the noble Qur'an which are relevant. وَسُنَّ وُقُوفِ أَوَّلِ الْمَطَرِ وَتَوَضُّؤٌ وَاغْتِسَالُ مِنْهُ وَإِخْرَاجِ رَحْلِهِ وَثِيَابِهِ لِيُصِيبَهَا. And it's recommended to stand out in the rain. If the rain starts to come, it's recommended to stand in the rain when it starts, to make wudu and ghusl from this water. Likewise, it's recommended to take your salad, your saddle, take your clothing, and, you know, let it be in the rain so the rain falls upon it, you know, in the hope of barakah, inshallah, as this has been reported from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. The author then states, وَإِنْ كَثُرَ حَتَّى خِيفَ مِنْهُ سُنَّ قَوْلٍ. And if there's a bit too much of rain and we are afraid now, then we make the dua. Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna, Allahumma ala zirab wal akam wa butun al awdiyati wa manabitis shajar. We make dua to Allah that, oh Allah, let it pass us and not fall upon us. Send it upon the hills and the mountains and in the center of the valley and upon the forested lands. So we make that dua that Allah moves the rain to those places. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. Oh Allah, do not place upon us a burden which we are unable to bear. وَسُنَّ قَوْلْ مُطِرْنَا بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ. Recommended to say, rain has descended upon us by the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, we discussed Salatul Istisqa. We discussed the Salah of Kusuf. We went through the fiqh related to Salatul Eidain and the fiqh related to Salatul Jumu'ah, walhamdulillah. We discussed the restricted and the unrestricted takbirs at the time of Eid and the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, walhamdulillah. We discussed the details, the pillars of any khutbah, what are the ingredients required, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq to make amal upon whatever we have learnt. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in our studies. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khair and barakah. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Until we meet again. حياكم الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.